Randall Padilla.
All right.
So, I'm happy to summarize last time if you wish.
Thank you.
Okay. So we are the crew of the Ludlow, which is a space police ship in orbit out at the edges of the solar system. And we were in cryosleep, roused from our cryosleep due to a signal received from a ship that was about 500 years old, lost 500 years ago in the Kuiper Belt, called the Nazareth 5. There's not a lot of detail about where it was going, but we know that it was sort of a colony ship for a religious sect called the Coalition of the Second Coming, and that it had about 240 humans on board, but again, 500 years ago. We got near the ship and sent some of our drones over, and we saw that there had been some kind of explosion. The ship's hull, outer hull, had been breached and corroded with some strange acid, but the interior of the ship looked like it was still airtight, or at least parts of it were. So we made our way into the ship through an airlock, and we split up. Part of the group going towards the bridge, and part of the group going towards the engineering section by the engines. And I believe that someone took their helmet off. Can't remember who that was. And
it was Dr. Bright.
Right.
Smell of death.
Dr. Bright.
Smelled the horrible smell of death. However, the blood and handprints were relatively fresh. So kind of a mystery in terms of whether this was just caused by the same colonists or something else. So we don't know. And I believe just as we finished up, Corporal Gomez was trying to report something back to us, and his radio was breaking up, so we couldn't really hear that.
Do you have that an interference button, right? An interference button right next to the record button, Joe, that you can push?
No, and I apologize because I am no longer using my headset, which is really not.
Damn it!
I switched to using my son's.
Damn it! We'll just have to believe. We'll just have to pretend.
What's that, Gomez? You're breaking up.
Hey.
Did we actually did see a bunch of bodies, right? Not, it wasn't just blood stains, but there were.
No, when Gomez, you didn't, yeah. When okay. So, let's see, the way that you guys split it was Gomez, Andrea Jimenez, which is the chief engineer, and Dr. Price. You three worked together, and Dr. Dashia Shim was with Lieutenant Richard Fox and the captain.
Yep.
So right now what happened is that as soon as Gomez opened that door, yeah, there were three bodies. And like you see guts all over the floor. It's like they were eaten by some sort of animal. You cannot make sense of that.
Gomez, what is it?
It's, oh my god, there's blood everywhere.
Who's all ate up? Status report.
It's a mess. There's just blood everywhere. What do I do? Tell me what to do, Lieutenant.
Are you okay,
getting
Gomez?
Get a hold of yourself, Gomez.
Well, While they're talking, I'm going to be calmly getting on my little wrist PDA and being like, doctor, talking to the medical AI, please see if you can assist getting us a sit rep with where the other group is, please?
Did we have any sand checks for this? I can't remember.
You did roll, yeah. And actually, Price, that's why Price started running away from that room, and you haven't heard from him since. Dr. Chim, what exactly are you asking from the AI?
Well, I guess I'm going to ask Lucy to pull up where they're at on the monitors. So that way we can see what they're seeing. And then I'll ask the doctor to give me a the doctor AI to give me a breakdown of, you know, the deceased or, you know, yeah, the medical situation going on in the room.
Okay. Yeah, you see Gomez's helmet starts doing some sort of, you know, she's standing there looking at the bodies, starts doing some scanning as requested by Dr. Shen of the bodies. And some reports start like appearing on the left hand side of your helmet, Dr. Shen, with the you know, three unrecognized bodies, and all the three of them says disease for the analysis required. And then there is another small map, you know, but doesn't kind of block your vision, right? A map of where the other three are in the chip. You see that both Jimenez and Gomez are together, but you see that Dr. Stewart has kind of left and pretty much went back to the end to the entrance.
And, Dr. Price, stay with the group, please. Stay with Gomez.
You can barely make sense of what she's saying over the comm. What he's saying, I'm sorry. He sounds very kind of, it's like he was having some sort of anxiety attack or something.
Stay there, Stewie. We'll come back for you. Take deep breaths.
Jimenez, get Gomez and go retrieve Dr. Price. Stay together.
Yes, sir. Right away, sir.
Away we go.
Okay. Lieutenant, it looks like multiple deceased in the room.
Understood.
Is there any more I get from that? I mean, how long do they look like they've been dead?
No, there is a blinking request for further analysis. Like, someone will have to go and do a examination of the bodies and so forth.
It's a very long progress bar.
Okay, very scrolling well. Scrolling at the bottom. Lieutenant, I would like to make my way over there. If these are the first deceased we've seen, it may help us ascertain what we're up against. Hopefully it's not foreign or bacterial or viral in nature.
All right, go ahead. The captain and I will continue to the bridge.
Okay, Gomez, I'll meet you halfway where you're picking up Price, and I'm gonna start heading that way. Off, I guess, alone in the fucking corridor of a goddamn abandoned spaceship.
Gomez, have you got a handle on yourself?
Yes, sir. We'll be okay.
Yeah, you find Dr. Price. He's just having some sort of anxiety attack, as I said. He's just sitting there on the corridor.
Okay.
All right. So, Dr. Shen, you come back. Fox, you will continue moving forward with the captain towards the main bridge.
Yep.
All right. Okay. As you continue moving forward, you know, as I said, the Andrea already kind of hacked into the old computer, and She turned off the emergency lights and got the old system back on. As you continue to walk, you'll find traces of blood, again, on the walls, on the floors, and dry blood. And the corridor is quite long and has different, on the sides, you can take, you know, to other sections of the ship. And at some point, make a spot here and roll, Fox.
Okay. 28 out of 25. Are we using luck?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll burn 3 luck to make a success.
You are not 100% sure, but it's like from the corner of your eyes, you kind of spot something moving from one of the corridors in front of you, you know, kind of crossing in front of you, moving to the left side.
Captain, did you see that?
What? No.
Through that corridor, right there.
He kind of stops and starts assessing the corridor and walks towards the other edge, and you can see that there is an opening on the left. Move to another part of the ship. Because I don't see anything, Fox.
Hold up, Lucy.
He's also from the military training, so he's got his the three of you, and this is Gomez, Fox, and the captain.
Mm-hmm.
All have assault rifles.
Okay, so I probably don't tell him to hold up then.
the others do have small pistols.
Got it. Lucy, give me a scan of this area for life forms.
And I'm sure I don't have a pistol, Randall. I'm pretty sure I just have my laser, scalpel.
Okay. All right. Lieutenant, I will need access to the panel again.
All right, I'll look around for the panel, for a panel.
All right. Yeah, there are panels alongside the wall, so you can connect.
Okay.
And and it says I'm accessing, and you can start. It's kind of, you get a kind of a scanner, and it starts widening on the section that you are.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't progress as fast as you would like to.
Damn it! Hurry up, Captain. Just a second. Lucy's scanning.
What are the other three doing? Well, Stuart is still in shock, and since Gale is not here, he's going to remain in that position for a while. So what are Gomez and Andrea doing?
I guess we'll wait for Dr. Price kind of halfway down
How far away did we have to go to find Price? Like just out in the hallway or...
Yeah, down the hallway, it's not a lot, like maybe 15 meters, 20 meters.
Okay.
Down the hallway.
In that case, I'm going to go back to the room, which was the first door we opened, and go back to what I was going to do before we found all the disgustingness, and that's open and clear all the rooms. Go to the next room and open the door and clear it.
Sounds good. So
get ready for like 5 sand checks. Huzzah!
as you progress going over the doors, you can see there are some empty rooms, but some of them have more bodies. Like make an idea roll.
I have an idea that every room has bodies.
Oh.
that's my idea.
Also, as a point of clarification, Randall. I'm sure we would No problem. I'm sure we're all wearing masks, right? Since we're unsure if there's any airborne pathogens.
Yeah, I had...
Unless you tell me otherwise. You all have the helmets?
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Good.
I just
wanted to clarify. I didn't remember if we had suits on or not.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
We all see Prometheus, and we know what happens when you don't wear a helmet or a mask. All right, so yeah, you continue. Well, you actually, Dr. Shen, you meet up with Gomez, who's right now going over the rooms. I don't know about you, Andrea. Are you going with them?
Yeah, I guess when Gomez moved away, I would have, kind of maybe get, he's my ex-husband, so I'm going to sit him on the floor and kind of talk quietly for him, kind of get him comfortable a little bit. And when Chin comes down behind me, I'll say, okay, you just stay here. We'll be back. And then I'll go off with them.
Okay. So that's three of you.
I walk in the room. I was already getting the auto-injector ready with the sedatives on my walk there. So, I mean, I just walk up, auto-injector behind my back. Hey, Dr. Price, are you okay? Obviously not. So as soon as I assess that they're under a panic attack, okay, don't worry. It's going to be okay. Just breathe deep. Auto-inject sedative. Diazepam, 50 milligrams. All right, you think you can get up? Just come on with me. We need to stay with Gomez and Jimenez, okay? Just follow me. And I'll just pick up, Dr. Price and kind of like lead him by the shoulders. I am staying within range of the assault rifle.
I can help with that too.
Dropping from the call. Sorry. Oh.
No problem. I drug up Dr. Price and lead him complacently along with the group.
Yeah, that's what he does. He just goes there with you with some lazy eyes. And following you. So yeah, Gomez, when you see in the different rooms, it's exactly the kind of the same over and over again. Funny thing is, like, now that you passed the idea roll, right?
I botched the idea roll.
Oh, you botched the idea roll? Okay. Never mind then.
I guess since I'm a doctor, I don't need to make a sand check for dead bodies.
Well, the whole situation is what forced you to make a sand check, right?
Oh, great. Thanks, Randall. all right, let me make a sand check.
It's the fact that you are, in the cheap with that, but hundreds of people and, everyone seems to be there.
God, dropping everything. Okay. 88, that is going to be a fail.
Okay. So it's just 1d4.
Four, great.
Yeah, and it's good that you are a medical doctor.
Not going to help when I go insane.
So you continue, you move along, and you can both also make an idea roll, both Gomez and Jimenez.
Okay.
Now that you're following Gomez.
Let's see. That's a pass.
Okay. none of the doors of the rooms you have entered was forced or broken, or, you know, it's like the bodies are there, and you know, inside the rooms looks like there was some struggle, and you see some body parts, and you see, you know, in others you don't see quite a mess. You just see that they are just dead with in their eyes.
Can I assess the cause of death, or at least the predominant cause of death for the majority of the dead bodies?
Sure. Like,
blunt force trauma, or, you know, severe loss of blood due to, you know, a throat rip out or something like that.
And that's what you get. That's what you get, Dr. Chen.
Great.
most of them just died of different trauma and blood loss. But there are a couple of them that you're not sure. You know, they just look like frozen. And when you get closer, it's funny, but they seem kind of, they look, it's like their skin is sparkling.
Okay, well, I'm not going to touch it with my hand, that's for sure. I will scrape a sample into a little, a sample bag, get a swab, and interesting. What year is this again, Randall? 20 what?
32.
2032?
No, 32 something.
Oh, nice. Perfect. Okay, well then I take the sample and I put it into my mobile medical unit, my dock wagon. I'll say, doctor, please analyze this sample.
Okay, you can see that the transmission starts going up into the chip. It's not gonna be immediate. You're not gonna get immediate response.
Right.
But
right.
You can see the transmission starts. All right. Okay. Now make a medical roll. Medicine roll.
Oh.
Or biology, or, you know, whatever you
Great.
Have.
A 99 on my medicine of 85.
Well, yeah, you didn't want to touch it. You didn't want to get too close. Nothing you have experienced before, definitely.
Right.
All right. So let's go back to Lieutenant Fox, who is along with an NPC. Just saying.
Yep. So I Lucy. Am waiting for Lucy yeah. to scan.
Lucy tells you. Lieutenant, there's a jamming on the communication, but I'm detecting three life forms some 40 meters away from you down the hall on your left.
All right. I'll jack out of the comm panel. And I assume the captain heard this as well. Captain, on the left,
yes.
Let's go.
Everyone actually heard that because you're using the same comm.
Okay. So, yeah, Captain and I will carefully go around that corner with our assault rifles pointed down the way.
Okay. All right. So as you start moving down the hall, you hear Cassidy talking to the captain. Captain, I'm detecting something on the front of the ship. And immediately you see that the captain stops and he says, share the visual with the team, Cassidy. And you can see like one of the drums starts transmitting into your helmet again. Mm-hmm. You know, the map of the ship moves away, and then you got the other kind of projection of the camera of one of the drones that is outside. And you see a black mass moving towards from the top I mean, from the front of the ship, it's kind of moving, like a big mass moving towards the back, slowly but steadily, going after, moving in the direction of the entrance of the ship.
Like floating through space, or is it like attached to the outside of the ship?
It's like it is using the ship to move, but it's super strange. And actually, you know, again, the signal that you get from these drones is not perfect. It's not like that you are there seeing is kind of, you know, altered image, you'll say. And the thing is that as all of you start seeing that, you need to make a sand roll.
Fail.
What is that thing, Lieutenant?
Success. Okay. It's completely unnatural. For those that the fail is a 1d6.
Yoinks.
And 1 point for the ones that pass.
At least four.
Okay, it starts moving towards the back, and you can see, like, it kind of extends. It's a black mass that moves, you know, and it's kind of grabbing, but doesn't have any hands or anything. It's just kind of grabbing the hull of the ship, and with that, kind of takes some speed moving towards the back, and then, you know, it leaves some of substance kind of, black substance behind, and you can see that every spot where it has touched the hull, you can see that it kind of burns a little bit.
Does it look like it's going towards where our shuttlecraft is?
Yes.
Shit.
What was the amount for a successful SAM check?
One.
Dropped out there.
Just 1 point.
All right. Good.
Anyone lost 5 points?
I lost four.
Okay.
Well, you'll be happy to know, Randall, I'm only 3 points away from a fifth of my max.
Captain, let's get to the bridge, quick. Maybe we can move this Hulk.
Okay. In order to go to the bridge, what about the life forms? Maybe they are survivors.
Maybe
Captain. I'm gonna break in on the radio. Captain Randall, can we send the ship away so it isn't damaged for it to come back and get us at a later time?
The shuttle.
Shuttle?
Yeah, the shuttle.
That's risky, but I guess we can do it. He kind of thinks for a few seconds, maybe too many for you. And then he says, Lucy, detach the huddle and we'll send it back towards the ship once we're ready. Understood, Captain. And you can hear like you can hear, you know, it's like the ship moves a little bit as the shuttle detaches from the steel bigger ship where you're at right now. All right, let's move.
Yeah, keep moving towards the bridge.
I'll go and check the life forms. You go to the bridge.
No, I don't think we should split up, Captain. I'll then stay with you.
Let's look for survivors first.
All right, I'll go with the captain.
Okay.
Taking the left.
Okay. So as you progress on the left, you know, the others kind of continue, you know, opening different areas. And as I said, kind of the situation repeats itself until you arrive to a more like open area where they're like, you know, where you can infer based on the map that was provided by you by Lucy of the chip. This is where they were, where the laptop was located. All right. You're getting closer to that area, and I mean Gomez, Jimenez, and Shem.
Can I ask a quick question?
Sure.
When you know, we were going to those rooms, Jimenez would have kind of thinking structure, looked around, see if you know, the doors and stuff were functional. Nothing was, you know, broken. But is there are there other entrances like venting? I don't know, things like that, or something else could have come in.
No, the doors have been fully functional until now.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
And as you continue going down the corridor, you start finding bodies outside, you know, not in the rooms, but outside in the corridor, sitting and against the walls and things like that. Now, I won't make you roll sanity again for that, but the whole situation is very unsettling. What do you guys want to do?
We were heading towards engineering originally, I think.
Right. And
maybe you could access the any of the video storage or some of the past logs they had to see if we can find anything. That probably engineering is the best place to get that.
Yeah. I was thinking there's a lot that you know, a chief engineer from another ship could find out about this one once we get there.
Okay.
So, yeah, or so, maybe historical nav data, like where it actually went and how long it's been since it last fired up or whatnot.
So right. for you guys to picture this, right, you pretty much the chief is made out of corridors, and the corridors have doors and they have other kind of more corridors, but they're all going to intersect each other at some point. It's kind of you know,
concentric circles.
Not circles, but for instance, you can move, like if you were, let's say, in a small city and you have streets and avenues, right? The whole chip inside is kind of a the place where you're at right now is like a big block, right? And like where they were the kind of apartments for the people that were living here, and you can see like the corridors go right, go left, or like avenues and streets on any other city, right? So you can, for instance, if you wanted to go to the bridge where the captain is, you don't have to go all the way back and then try to follow the same road, but you can kind of turn and left and then left again, and you will be able to go to the bridge, for instance. I don't know if you
it's
are...
It's like a big grid.
Exactly, a grid. Exactly, that's the word I was looking for.
Okay.
And so yeah, if you want to go to engineering, you will have to go left, and again, you're getting closer to where the laptop was. But if you want to go to engineering, you can take that route for sure.
Yeah, I still think that's the best thing for me to be.
Okay. It's the best thing for the group, that's for sure.
Okay. Gomez, you're leading the way, I suppose?
Yeah.
He better be with that machine gun.
Oh, it's more like an assault rifle, but yes, very powerful. So you continue moving towards the what Lucy has highlighted as the engineering room, and at some point you will find it. So let's break quickly, you know, to the captain and the lieutenant.
So, I'm quickly seeing who the primary and secondary groups of characters are here. Captain Randall.
All right, so
Matt, whatever the captain says to do, just follow his lead.
No, do the opposite. All right. So the corridor is well lit, correct?
Right.
Lucy, when you scanned for those life forms, were they on the same level as we are?
They are in the same room, the three of them. And yes, same level.
All right, tell us when we're getting near where they were before.
Okay, you can see it blinking on the map.
Oh, we still can. Okay,
great. Yeah. Yeah, as soon as the image of the thing on the hole moves away, you can see the map kind of takes kind of half your vision,
mm-hmm.
and you can see it there blinking like okay. It's like augmented reality, let's say.
Sure. So yeah, I guess we just keep going down the corridor until we get to the room. Or doorway where these life forms are.
Okay. All right. You arrive to the door.
Is there a portal, like a window in the door, or is it solid?
So yeah, there are no windows. It's a solid okay. door.
All right. Is it obvious how to open the door? Is there a button or a?
Yes.
Okay. Captain, cover me. I slap my hand on the door opening switch.
The captain, you know, takes some position and the door open. This one is a bigger room, and you can see that there are pots aligned alongside the walls, and this is actually quite a big room. This is just the opening, right? But as soon as you enter and open the door, you can see pots lining on each side of the wall, mm-hmm. and maybe there are 50 towards the end. You can count endless amount of pots.
Pots like and cooking pots or some kind of container?
No, like it's more like cryogenic pots.
Oh, pot. Okay, gotcha. Sorry.
Yeah.
Human-sized?
Human-sized, yes.
And the grid on my heads-up display, does it look like the dots maybe are in a line, like they're inside the pods?
You can see the three of them together, you know, and only one of them is moving, and it's at the very end of the room. Okay. At the very end of the room, you can see like, you know, you turn on, you know, the lights are on,
mm-hmm.
but you know, yeah, you see some movement in the back, right where Lucy is pointing out the life form is located, and make a spot here and roll.
Okay. Nope. No chance. I key the mic, the external mic, and I say, "Who's there? Who's there? Come out. We're here to help." Hopefully there's some kind of external speaker on my suit.
You hear a human voice, like maybe a childish human voice says something. And yes, sounds like your language, but you do not understand 100%. And Lucy quickly translates for you. And you see the translation on your screen says, "Who are you?"
"We're friends. Come out." My gun does not drop. I'm pointing in that direction. "Come out, we're here to help."
And you can see a kid of about 12, maybe, is standing in front of you.
How is this kid dressed?
He's got standard, you know, clothes.
Space jumpsuit?
No, it's not a space jumpsuit. It's like for, you know, like the ones that you were used when you are inside the ship.
Okay.
More relaxed.
Gotcha. What's your name? Is it a boy or a girl? Can I tell?
It's a boy.
Come here, son. What's your name?
He says, Joseph.
Joseph.
Mm-hmm.
Joseph, do you have friends in here?
Are you getting closer?
No.
So I said there were like 50 cryogenic pods on the you know, on the wall. So he's kind of against the very end of the room.
Oh, so he's pretty far away.
Yeah.
Is the tracking in my heads up display still dynamically updating as we move around, or was that like a snapshot in time when I was jacked into the wall?
No, it adjusts as you move forward. Yeah. Okay.
Are the other dots still where they were?
Yes.
Okay. Captain, come in, cover me. I advance.
Yeah, the captain is information behind you, covering you, you know, one side with the assault rifle drawing position.
I slowly advance into the room.
Okay. Who are you? We're going to skip the whole translation, but basically what is happening is that whenever the kid speaks, you see the translation on your helmet, and whenever you talk, you hear Lucy's voice repeating your, you know, doing a translation for what you're saying.
Joseph, my name is Richard. I'm here to help. This is my friend behind me. He's here to help as well. What happened? What happened to the people on the ship?
He doesn't answer. He kind of, as you get closer, you can make either a psychology or you can make a combination of psychology and hidden roles.
Okay. My psychology is actually better than my spot hidden, so I still fail it. Does he look injured at all? Blood or anything like that?
Yes, you can see some. Clearly, this pretty. That's free. You can see some blood stains on his clothes.
Joseph, are you hurt? Come here. I kind of go down on one knee to make myself maybe a little less intimidating, but my gun is still up.
He says, I'm here with my friends.
Where are your friends?
Come out. Come out. He's here to help.
Yes. Come out.
He extends his hand, you know, and you start seeing the two dots in your helmet start moving. And as you see two more kids that get out from the end of the room.
Okay.
They were hiding behind the one of the pots, and they kind of move behind Joseph. One of them is a baby. Maybe 2 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one is a small child. She could be around six by the looks. You can barely, you know, you can barely tell
from
the distance. But yeah, that's what you make out of it. And she's holding the baby as she moves behind Joseph.
Come here, children. Come here. We're here to help. And I beckon them forward. I stop about halfway into the room.
Okay.
Your head looks funny.
It's just my spacesuit. Don't worry. It's just a helmet.
They kind of say something between the three of them or the two of them, and Lucy says, "Can I translate?"
Okay, doctor, can you start scanning these children? Give me a medical report, as much information as you can about them.
I need an analysis. That means you need to get closer and use, right. One of the doctors, they do have these devices. They can scan bodies and take samples and stuff like that.
Okay. Okay.
So let's make a stop. Yep. The other group, Dr. Chiam, Jimenez, and Gomez, you are actually hearing this on your comm. What do you do? You can actually switch to their, you know, if you want to share your vision, Lieutenant, you can do that.
Oh, yeah. I'll definitely be broadcasting.
Mm-hmm. So let me know, guys, what you want to do.
It'd be helpful if I was off mute. For Jimenez, she still wants to go to engineering. I mean, that hasn't changed. That's where she's going to be most effective. But I'm not sure about Dr. Chin and Gomez.
What about you guys?
Gomez actually desperately wants to just run outside and light up whatever that thing is that's crawling on the ship. But...
yeah, we kind of glossed over that, Cam.
I'm just going to be taking care of Dr. Price.
Do we still have a visual on where that thing is?
You can request a yes from one of the drones. Right. And you can see that it is still moving towards where the ship was. You know, the shuttle was.
Right. But it hasn't reached the airlock that we came in yet?
No, it hasn't yet.
Do I think I could get there before it does?
Maybe you could.
Does this ship have any exterior defenses?
I think I'm going to have to. Can't stop thinking about that. I want to. So yeah, I'm just gonna take off, looking for the airlock that we came in, so I can get outside and
Get
this thing out.
Okay.
I don't know what it is. I don't want to know what it is. I'm gonna shoot it.
All right.
So, Lieutenant.
This is Fox.
Gone rogue.
No,
Who's gone rogue? Where are
we going?
Worry, Lieutenant, I'll take care of it.
No,
Gomez,
stay here, Gomez.
So, Randall, I don't know if you heard me before, but does the ship have any exterior defenses? You know, I don't know,
like weapons, external weapons.
I don't know, force field weapons, some kind of exterior jet, something. I don't know, anything.
Some sort of high tech bubble.
Yep.
It doesn't have weapons because it is a colonist ship, but it does have, like, every ship needs to have some sort of a basic weaponry to protect against meteors and, things like that. Like, and this is a very old ship. And it has that technology. It doesn't have like heavy weapons like the ones that you have back on the Lulu.
Right. Would I, through my engineering knowledge, know if those, you know, can they depress those weapons, depress towards the hull kind of thing? Or were they only, can I get to that black thing or someone else if they were in, operating that weapon?
Well, yeah, you can actually access it, right? And maybe you can hack it from the engineering room as you want it. And you're actually pretty much there, right? The thing is that the black mass is moving on the hull of the ship, so you cannot kind of shoot it without damaging the ship itself, right?
Right.
Don't worry, Jimenez, I got this.
If only we had a giant spatula, just flip it off like a pancake.
All right. So what do you want to do, Jimenez, as Gomez is retreating back to the ship towards the exit or the entrance, however you want to see it?
I'll continue to hurry into the engineering room, and I'll see if there's, anything I can do from there to help him first.
There's a big panel, and you kind of hook into it, and you can see Lucy doing some magic, and you provide some extra instructions here and there, and you are on the system. And you have access. Make a lock roll.
Okay. Where's my luck on this? There it is. Yes, that's a pass.
Okay. You have computer use?
I'm sure I do. Let's see. There's a bear poop in the woods? Yes, I do.
Okay. So with your skills managing the very old software of this computer, you notice a couple of things. You have entered. You can easily access and hack this kind of defense system. As I said, it's not like a heavy weaponry or anything like that, but it's more like a defense system. And two, you have access to the lock of the captain that is on the bridge from here.
Okay, I will. Even though it's pointing at the ship, I'll see if I can, point this exterior defense system at the black thing at least. We'll see. If things get too desperate for Gomez, maybe I'll light it up anyway. In the meantime, I will, my other attention after I do that, read the log.
Okay. You cannot actually read the log. But what you can do is update log files to Lucy, and because it's a huge amount of information. And the logs are videos. It's not like text you can read.
All right. That's probably going to have to wait till after this Gomez is done with this thing. So I give that my full attention.
Okay. Are you going to start uploading the logs, though?
Oh, for Lucy? Yeah. I'll send all that information over. Lucy, stand by for data. And I will begin transferring it over.
Okay. Sounds good.
Gomez, if that thing starts coming towards you, get back inside the ship.
Gomez, you have reached the entrance.
Okay.
What's your plan?
So, wait. So, I'm actually just going to follow Gomez. I'm going to leave Dr. Price with Jimenez. If Gomez takes off, I'm going to take off after him, calmly loading another stronger dose of diazepam into my auto injector while I'm following behind him.
Which is not going to get through my suit.
Hey, well, I got Dr. Price, so obviously there's a way for me to do it.
Yeah, but Dr. Price took his helmet off.
The situation is kind of different for you, Dr. Chim. Gomez is right.
Well, I'm still going to follow him and see what the hell happens. Someone's got to know what's going to happen. He could blow a hole in the side of the ship and there could be explosive decompression. I got to watch out for this guy.
I ain't going to do anything stupid, Dr. Chim. Don't worry. I'm just going to let that thing up. See what it's doing in the ship. It's going to do that to us. Do that to a shuttle. Take it out first.
Well, it's not going to do it to the shuttle anymore, because the shuttle's gone.
Yeah, leaving us trapped here. If you hadn't noticed.
Well, better than not having a way to get back to the ship. It can come back and pick us up.
Stop the chatter. Stop the chatter.
Okay, we're off comms.
So yeah, I'm going to cycle the airlock to get out onto the hull of the ship.
Okay. Are you following, Chim?
I'm going to stay inside the ship, but I'm going to watch out the airlock door.
Okay. So in that case, it's up to Gomez if he wants to stream or not his vision. Are you streaming, Gomez?
Probably.
He's too incensed to think about turning on his, like, theater
off. Or off.
All right.
You should be able to switch remotely.
That's what it is.
Actually, wouldn't Captain Randall have an override to automatically pull his feed?
Well, yeah, that's a good point.
Jimenez probably has a look at it.
Or maybe he has his security clearance that would tell the ship or the AI to override someone turning off their whatever.
Yeah, so what he's doing, the captain is doing, Gomez, just assess the situation. Don't do anything crazy, man. Just assess the situation, okay?
That's what I plan to do.
Don't get yourself killed.
If it starts coming towards you, get back inside the ship. That's an order.
You got it, Lieutenant.
There's an order that's going to be disobeyed.
All right. So what do we do now, Lieutenant? What's your
we need to get to the here? We need to get to the
we got three kids
to the bridge.
And you can see that
they're clearly in shock. They're not going to tell us anything right now.
Listen, did you pass this spot in roll?
No.
Okay. All right. So, what are you going to do with the kids?
So I was going to take a few seconds to see if they'd come to me, but if they don't, I'm going to reassess and say, let's leave them here. They're safe for now. We need to get to the bridge.
Okay.
So if they look like they're not complying, as I'm like, come here, come here. If they're hesitating,
at some point, you know, they come towards you.
Okay.
Make another split heating roll.
Yeah. No, I can't make spot and hiddens tonight. No.
Alright. Alright, so the captain is already moving towards the back of the room.
Display keeps getting in the way.
Yeah, probably that's it. He keeps going, he goes back. Are you sure? Let's find the bridge. Bring the kids, Lieutenant.
Yep. I'll kind of shepherd them along towards the captain, whichever direction he's going.
Okay. All right. So you keep moving towards the direction of the bridge. The kids are tagging along with you. Make an idea roll, Lieutenant.
Hey, look at that. 00. That would be a botch.
You want to get to the bridge?
That's right. I do.
All right. So let's go back to Gomez. Gomez, and what are you doing? We got Chem waiting for you inside the ship. She's looking at you leaving the ship at this moment as we speak. You close the door of the ship. You're outside. Your boots come into action. So you can easily walk, but you have an open space here. Now you are outside of the ship, and what's your plan?
Gomez, plan is to wait till this thing comes into view and open up on it.
Okay. You can see the feed that Cassidy, one of the drums from Cassidy, is sending. There are two outside. And they have been following this kind of mass alongside the hall. So it's gonna be a few more minutes before it reaches your point where you're standing right now. So you still got some time. So you're just gonna stay there at the door and have your gun ready?
I'm waiting for it.
Yeah. Cassidy, give us an external view of the ship where Gomez is.
You can see that one of the drums kind of starts moving faster and has positioned itself on a place where you can see both Gomez and the mass on top of the hull moving towards him or towards the where the shuttle was. But they, you know, you can see both of them at this point.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure we could all make a sanity check when something goes badly.
All right. Fair enough. Jimenez, what are you doing?
I am tracking that thing with the ship's defenses, trying to get, you know, an angle on it where Gomez isn't going to be, you know, splattered as well if I have to shoot that thing. Ideally, okay. I'll be able to, you know, get one that is, you know, if the ship is round, if the hull is round, get one that is along the circumference that I can shoot up at it without shooting at the ship or something like that. But, you know, failing that, I'm going to get from a location that I won't hit Gomez. And can I ask real quick, too, what types of defenses are these? I mean, are these like, I don't know, some kind of explosive railgun thing that would, you know, rip a hole in the ship as soon as I shot it? Or is it more like, I don't know, projectile, like
water cannon
type stuff? Water cannon, yeah. What are we talking about? A flag that says bang? How dangerous is it?
I think we lost Randall.
He has, sorry, I was muted. He has some torpedoes that you can actually use to destroy asteroids, small asteroids, right? That's the whole point of having this tool on board. I'm actually going to send you a picture of how I see this ship.
Okay. Torpedoes, great.
let me check.
Damn the torpedoes. Jimenez, have you ever fired a torpedo before?
I can't hear you, Lieutenant.
You're not rated in munitions. What are you doing?
I cut comps. Not really. I'll just ignore. Yeah.
Okay, just send the picture of the chip in the chat. All right. So pretty much the back of the chip is right now destroyed where the engines were on the left. The ones seeing the image, you know, as we're seeing it, the ones on the left are destroyed. The ones on the right are still intact in a way. But that's, you know, where the chip was destroyed, where you see the engines on the left, it was where the shuttle connected to it, and where you disembarked in order to board the ship. Now this kind of there's kind of a big antenna. there's kind of a big antenna in the middle that you don't see on the picture, but that big antenna is or big more like a cannon. Is the one that you can position, move, and use in order to shoot it if you still want to, right? So you can see the...
You're talking about the big antenna on the front of the ship, and I'm trying to get...
No, let's say there is an antenna, like a cannon, more like a cannon that looks like an,
okay,
like an antenna, you know, in the middle of the ship, so you can move it in different directions, and you know, and shoot from there. It's a big structure. Remember, this ship is huge, right?
Right.
And there, it is a big structure that you can move around in position and use it to point towards the mass that is moving towards the back.
Gotcha.
This is not the exact ship where you're at, right? But it looks pretty much like this one. It's like a big block.
Very roughly, where is Gomez if this were the ship?
On the way on the back, right where you see the left engines.
Mm-hmm.
Like for instance, from here, from this point of view, you wouldn't be able to see him.
Okay.
But the drum is on the back of the ship right now. So that's why you can see kind of the mass in the top of the ship and Gomez at the same time. It's got a good angle.
Okay,
I'll just do my best to, like I said, get some type of safe angle. If they,
yeah,
out of a big cannon.
Exactly.
Yeah.
At this point, you can see that anywhere, like any angle that you're looking for, you can see that you're gonna hit the chip.
All right.
God damn it, Captain Jimenez has no certification for firing weapons.
I got this, Lieutenant.
You're gonna blow us all to hell.
Jimenez, are you sure you know what you're doing?
Of course he doesn't know what he's doing. Stand down, Jimenez. I'm getting very agitated.
Let's give Gomez a chance.
You can see the translation as the kids start talking. What is happening? Is it the monster again?
Monster? What? What do you mean, monster? What is it? Where are your parents?
They're dead.
What killed them?
Take us out of here. Take us out of here. I don't want to be here.
Captain, come on. Let's get to the bridge. Maybe we can fire this old bird up and, I don't know, get it closer to the Ludlow.
Okay. Yeah, the captain is moving towards the bridge. All right. What is Dr. Chen doing? Still taking a look at the feet of Gomez standing there waiting for the doom?
Yeah, because if anything happens, I'm going to be the doctor that's closest to him when he needs me to cauterize his arm that's melted off.
All right.
That's a pretty big assumption.
All right.
That's anything left.
You continue moving towards the bridge, Lieutenant, and you arrive to the bridge. What do you want to do? You can see that as soon as you open the bridge, there are at least three bodies sitting on chairs, and you haven't seen this.
No,
you
kind I haven't.
Of, yeah, you notice this over the feet from Dr. Chen, but now that you actually look at the three bodies, they have a strange glimmer, and as you enter, make a sand roll.
Of course. Pretty good roll of 78, which is a fail. I don't think I've rolled under 70 tonight.
Okay, make a 1d4.
1d4. Four points. So, okay. Let's see. Yeah, this is going to go well.
Is that 10 eight, total?
Nine. Puts me down 9 total. So I was at 50, so I need 10 total to be 20%.
Rolling. Okay, you're so good. All right.
What happened? How were they killed?
You approach the bodies, and you can see that they have this horrified expression in their faces, and it's like their skin is, of course, it is dry. It's not like they're frozen or anything. You know, it started to dry out, and like, but it is kind of glimmering, you know, with different sparkling with different colors. And make an idea roll.
Try this again. Okay, 0-4 on the idea roll this time. Success.
It reminds you, it's kind of, you know, reminds you of something that your brain registered, you know, but you are not aware of. I don't know if I'm explaining myself. Like, as soon as you see it, reminds you of something, but you cannot put a finger on it.
It's just right? On the tip of my brain.
Exactly. Like where
have I seen this before? Captain, look at these bodies. They're in agony. Vu?
Like something that he's experienced before, or just something that he actually knows and can't remember the name.
Chen, I train my cameras on one of the faces real close. Chen, this is what I'm seeing. This looks familiar to me. What does this look like to you? See how they're sparkly, like they have glitter on them?
It is something about the sparkling on the skins, and suddenly, you know, you turn to the kids.
Are they sparkling?
Oh God.
No, they're not, but the baby has these beautiful eyes that sparkle.
So it reminds me of the baby's eyes.
Yeah. You were not paying that much attention when you run into them. But as soon as you see the bodies, you kind of turn around, you see the three kids. They're holding each other, trembling. We don't want to be here. We don't want to be here. You can read it on your helmet, the translation.
Right. I'm pretty much ignoring the kids at this point. Captain, get the engine fired up. See if you can get control of this old bucket.
He hooks up the Lucy to the controls of the ship.
And starts
moving some controls, trying to at least.
I relay my findings to Dr. Chen about the appearance of the kid's eyes.
I'll just message back on the risk communicator, you know. Keep an eye on them. I've seen the sparkling on others deceased in the ship. And then in all caps, don't touch it. Awaiting analysis.
Yeah, so I'm doing a medical scan.
When does my analysis come back at all, Randall?
I think he's on mute again.
Sorry. Yes, make a log roll to see how fast it is processing.
All right, come on now. Come on, dice gods. 24. Let's see. I'm pretty sure that's a success, but I'm not sure what level. My luck. Wait, is this a 6th edition sheet?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
So, it's a regular success. I have 45 luck.
Okay. So what you get... Hold on one sec. So what you get as a cause of death is very strange. The the feedback you're getting from the doctor on the ship. It says a known cause of death, but bodies show there's no body on the samples you send. No water found. They're kind of dry, completely dry. And there is an unknown substance found, still running analysis.
Okay.
You know, and as you start getting that and you see the images, that's exactly, you know, how the other three bodies look. They look like mummies, but their skin is still kind of shining somehow. You know, there's
so the skin
that
sparkly, sparkling. But they're not juicy. They're all dry. Jerky. They're all
exactly.
Jerky.
Exactly.
That's not good. Okay. And there's an unknown cause of death still?
Yeah. It's more like
severe dehydration.
Severe dehydration. And, you know, it was like paralysis of the heart, paralysis of the I call it the. It's a total body failure, basically. What you're seeing, what you're getting on the screen.
Multiple organ failure.
Yeah, the lungs, the heart failed, and extreme dehydration. How do you call it? Dehydration from the
dehydration. Bodies. Right. Did they have any blood, or was that just dried out, or were they exsanguinated? Like. Was the blood sucked out of them? Right out.
Remember that this wasn't in every single body that you found. There were just like three of them that had this strange phenomena.
Okay, no moisture as well as no blood left in the body.
Exactly.
Space vampires.
Very well, if that is your medical conclusion.
That was Max, not Dr. Shen talking. I will send a message to the whole crew. Not over the audio, I'm just going to message it, and it'll pop up on everyone's display. Findings came back. The shiny bodies that look like mummies. It looks like they've been drained of all blood and all water moisture or water. Still processing a foreign substance on them. Definitely do not touch any of these types of bodies if you see them. Did it find any wounds on their body, like where blood or moisture would have come out of?
No, you did find, you know, so there are two types of bodies that you have found on the ship, right? The ones that are open, like look like something ate from them,
right?
And or destroyed them somehow. And then there were these three bodies and the bodies that they have found on the bridge that have this strange phenomena, and they you don't actually see, you just see like their faces are kind of, you know, open mouths, open eyes, completely dry.
Yeah, they're all puckered up.
Right.
I would
I'm
like
telling
to
you it's space vampires.
I would like to access the ship's damage control systems and see if there's been any evidence of explosive decompression or any other vacuum incidents.
Okay, it's gonna take a while.
Okay,
but you can feed it to Lucy. Order Lucy to look into it.
Yep.
Why don't I take a moment to ask Lucy if she's done? Lucy, are you done with that analysis of the ship's logs? Do we know what happened?
60%. I can give you some information based on what I have been able to scan, Chief.
Send it quick.
All right.
I think it's going to be on Gomez any second now.
Yeah, you can actually see approaching Gomez very quickly. Probably next minute or so, he's going to be on top of him. Now, Lucy starts sending kind of samples of videos and to your helmets. So what the first one you see is kind of a priest, very old. You won't recognize him as a priest. That's the thing, right? But he has kind of the look of a priest, as you know, as players. And he seems to be the captain of the ship. And he looks very happy. And then Lucy says, the Nazareth left looking for a colony outside of the solar system because they believe they will find a place where the second coming they were expecting was going to happen. The second coming of his God, of their God. Right? It's kind of briefly moved forward in time. And you can see like snapshots of people laughing and having fun in the ship and so forth. And then Lucy says, "This is from some 1 month ago, according to the ship logs." And you can see a black hole on the outside of the solar system near the belt. And you can see a lot of excitement, but more, you know, a lot of people were afraid on ship, and they kind of started like moving, getting their kids together. A lot of people were moving to the cryogenic pods and so forth. And you can see that the captain is trying to pull away from the grip of the black hole, but then it kind of disappears into it, and then there's a lot of static, and this is the other video that I was able to recover apparently after that event, and you can see another kind of moving forward, people agitated on the video. You can see the cap time, and on the other side, it's like they went through a black hole, but it didn't destroy them. It's kind of moved them to another part of space. Actually, Lucy says, "I cannot locate the, I cannot make sense of the star map." Where they arrived, and you can see like the captain is agitated, and there's like a big sun that you can see on the screens they're all looking at, and then it kind of breaks again, and this is from 1 week ago, and you can see like everyone on the ship running away and hiding, and and there's something, but moves in the corridors. You can barely capture with your eyes. You know, it's moving so fast. And at the same time, you get an image of a thing that is crawling on top of the ship right now. You can see that the captain is also keeping track of that. And he's discussing on a language you don't speak. He's discussing with a group of people, and Lucy translates, And so that's when they decided to blow one of the engines in order to destroy that creature. And you can see that there's an explosion that is being recorded by the ship, and then says, and the rest of the logs are still being transmitted, sir. I don't know what happened after that, Captain.
Lucy, what was the date stamp on that video right before they went into the black hole?
Yeah, before they went into the black hole, matches what you got on the first analysis of the ship. It was some 500 years ago. 2754.
Mm-hmm. And the captain that we saw in that video and the captain that we saw in the video watching the black blob was the same person?
Say again? The captain in the first video? Yeah.
Yep. Is that the same captain that we saw on the most recent video?
Yes, he's the same captain.
Well, that explains a bit. No matter. Got to do something about this blob. Captain, have you been able to fire up the engines? What remains of them anyway?
Working on it. I don't think we can fly this thing, Lieutenant. Lucy, do we have any idea if we can get the other engine running? Lucy kind of runs some analysis, and then it replies that basically the chip is dead. So it is running, the energy that it is being using to run the chip right now is the only one left. And it's got like maybe 2 weeks left of energy, but it's not enough to get the chip moving in any direction.
Okay.
All right, so we go back to Gomez. Gomez, you're standing outside the chip, and actually, based on the feed that you're getting from one of the drones, the thing is going to be on top of you at any moment. And actually, as you're standing there, you can see that a mass start kind of floating in space on top of you. You're kind of standing on you know, the wreckage of the corridors of that part of the ship. And like on top of you, you can see like this creature. This kind of mass starts kind of moving towards you slowly, yep. Floating in space, and you are certain at this point. You're pretty sure that you can see eyes forming. It is kind of moving in all directions as it approaches you, and you're pretty sure that it's got some eyes that kind of pop out from the black mass and start looking at you, and then they disappear again, and then you start seeing like more tentacles to start moving, you know, slowly in space, and they start moving towards you. Make a sand roll.
Okay. Shoggoths in space.
It's a pass 1d6.
Oh, wait. Are we all watching this on the feed?
Yes, but only you can see like from the distance. Again, when you see images from the drones, it is very... it's not like a good feed. Yeah, it's very grainy.
Yeah, but what about Gomez's feed?
He turned it off.
No, he has it on. Oh, very well. You can all see that. You are right, Max. You can all make a sound roll.
Thanks, Max.
You're welcome. I just wanted to go
one
temporarily
point.
Insane.
I just 1 point. 95. That's a fail. So 6d6.
No.
Success was failure, a d6.
Failure is 1d20.
Damn it.
God. How about 15?
Nice. You're welcome, Matt.
I only needed 1 point, so either way, I was screwed.
You can make an idea roll.
Ah, yes. Let's see, my int is 10, so 50. I have an 09 for my idea, so I fully realize the horror.
Yeah.
Very well.
I rolled an 04 and I only took one. So I'm still 2 points away from fifth.
Yeah. What about you, Jimenez?
I passed as well. I rolled a 3.
Okay. And Gomez?
I passed and I lost 4.
Okay.
I love it. I'm so happy that you're not insane outside of the spaceship, Jim.
Okay, we're going to leave it here for tonight.
Oh, you bastard.
And we will return to see how those 15 points affect the whole incursion into the ship.
Yep.
Oh, I'm sure.
Of sound loss from the lieutenant. All right, guys. So the next one for sure is going to be the end. So...
will it be over quickly? Should we also prepare another scenario just in case?
No. I think we still got like 1 hour, 1 hour and something of gameplay. So,
cool, good stuff.
Yeah, thanks, Randall.
Fun. Thanks, Randall. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
Feliz cumpleaños, amigo.
Thank you. Muchas gracias.
Talk to you guys soon.
All right, guys. Hope you're enjoying the trip. Talk to you next Sunday.
Yep, definitely.
All right, guys.
All right, thank you.